In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have the pleasure of having the gospel proclaimed in the epistle today in a very spiritual way, a way that is difficult to understand. But it's not so difficult if you start to learn about yourself that it makes perfect sense. As a pastor, for the past 15 years, one of my goals has been to show my flock, to convince my flock what their nature is like and what their nature should be like. If you don't feel that there's something wrong with you, then why would you come to Christ? Because Christ came, was incarnate, so that we could be completely whole. That means that we were not whole. That means that we have diseases, things wrong with us. As the God-man, He fixed those things. He made it possible for us to become completely whole, completely pure. It burdens my heart when I see people refer to salvation as a thing where you're forgiven your sins. Period. Done. Salvation is where we become so that we are no longer sinful. Because sin comes from a condition. And that condition is the weakness of the heart. Weakness, passions, darkness, the things that are inside us. If you're careful, you'll notice these things in yourself. You'll see that when someone slanders you, you become angry and your heart constricts and you have that feeling inside you that doesn't feel right. You'll see that when you're lazy or when you're just at wit's end and sort of just aimless for the day, you know that that's just not the right condition to be in. Maybe you don't know how to get out of it that day, but you know that something's just not right with you. The Christian must be able to feel the rhythms of his life and to see when he is in the Spirit and not in the Spirit. Christ came so that we could be always in the Spirit. Always be holy. It seems an impossible task, and yet He commanded it. He commands us to be holy. So it must be possible. Well, how is it possible? If you look at your life, you see that there's forces that pull in one direction and another, and in opposite directions. A force to do good, but also a force to do evil. And so many times we choose the wrong way. Now, I'm not talking about robbing banks and killing people. People think only sometimes in extreme terms like that. I'm talking about when your heart is not enlarged, when it's not warm, and when it's constricted and when it's cold. How can we know God who is warm if we're not warm? How can we know God who has created the universe if our heart is constricted and small? It's not possible. The Lord came to the earth, became man, so that all these things would become possible. The things that are holding us back from God are ourselves, the passions that are in us. The apostle speaks of them today in a very beautiful way. He says, He is our peace, who have made both one. Now the question now is, which two things is he talking about? Made both one, and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, and thus making peace. What are these two things that he's talking about? He's talking about the commandments as one thing and our flesh as the other thing. And there's a wall between us. Now some, using an incorrect or incomplete theology, would say this wall is only sin. No, the wall is not sin. The sin is our condition. The sin is the condition. The wall is the condition that causes us to sin and makes us to be ignorant of God's glory. Jesus Christ came, becoming man, in every way save sin. And he was tempted like us in all things except sin. So he destroyed that wall. That wall that keeps us from being completely holy. Now we can be. So there is, on one hand, the commandments, and on the other hand, our nature. And our nature is not capable of following all the commandments. The commandments are not burdensome. The commandments are not absolute rules that are exterior to us. The commandments are the only way of life. And we can see this. If we are full of anger, are we really alive? If we're bitter towards someone and nurse that bitterness, isn't that a type of death? Can we really be happy if we're bitter? Can we really be happy if we're selfish? Perhaps for some period of time. But eventually, the emptiness of our life will manifest itself to us. So the only way of life is to follow the commandments. Another goal of my pastoral life has been to show people that the commandments are not just arbitrary rules. They are the only way to live. We don't need a commandment that we do not eat dirt and grass. Because we know that dirt and grass are no good for us. So we eat other kinds of foods. We don't need a commandment to love our children. It's in our hearts. The way of life is in our hearts. God has put that way of life in our hearts. When we follow it, we're alive. When we don't follow it, to the extent that we don't follow it, we're dead. Whether we breathe or not, we're dead. Now, the wondrous thing is that God came so that we could become alive. And so that even if we do things that are not in accordance with the commandments, with God helping us, we can follow the commandments and learn to follow them. Again, not as rules just to be followed, but as the only way of life. And Jesus Christ came so that we could follow this way. So that the things that keep us from following this way have been put to death on the cross. He says that he might reconcile both, that is, commandments and our flesh, unto God in one body, that is, his body, on the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And that enmity is discussed also in other places in the scriptures where it says, a spiritual man loves spiritual things, but the carnal man carnal things. In another place, the Apostle Peter says, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The carnal man doesn't understand spiritual things. That's the enmity. But God, becoming man, has given us a path to understand spiritual things. To live in a spiritual way. We all have bodies of flesh, but we shouldn't live in a fleshly way. We should live for eternity. And the apostle was speaking of the path to eternity here. Jesus Christ is our peace. How does one obtain peace? Peace is when a person is quiet and tranquil. And how do you obtain that? By not having passion and sin in your life. To the extent that you have passion in your life, you'll never have peace. Because there'll always be somebody that says something about you. There'll always be somebody that does something to you. There'll always be an inconvenience. There'll always be something. And if you're sinful, then you'll react to these things and won't be at peace. But God came so that we could have peace. The only path to peace is holiness. There is no other way. So if we want peace and quiet comes from inside, not outside. It comes from the soul being close to God. And now we have the capability because the God-man came and broke the enmity between the flesh and the spirit. This is a wonderful thing. May God help us to realize this. But you know, you can't really know this unless you know yourself. I've told you before, it might sound almost cruel, but I hope that you feel often how weak you are. I hope that you often feel how sinful you are, how far from God you are, because it's true. But God came so that you could come near. If you don't recognize your faults, why would you work on them? Don't think in terms of absolute sin, like doing this or that. Think in terms of your condition. Are you in a condition that you could be with God and be unashamed? God came so that you could be in that condition. The apostle says that we are therefore no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. If we are to be this way, then we have to act that way. If we are to call God our Father, then we must act like His sons and daughters. This is the only way of life, brothers and sisters. It's not some legal agreement between us and God. It is the way of life. And God gives us the privilege of living it so that we can have eternal happiness. May God help us to find this way and live in this way. Amen.